For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and I urge you to tune in next Sunday at 10 a.m. for Kevin's discussion on everything you ever wanted to know about your gut. And I think that's going to be excellent. So today our guest is Amber Linvitzi, and she is a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition, an educator, clinician, and a writer. Welcome to the show, Amber.
Wow, thank you, Dana.
Well, it's good to have you back again. We always have a good conversation. And today we're going to talk about whey protein, and I'll let you get started on that, and maybe you want to give a little bit more background on what you are currently doing in the field of nutrition.
Great. Yeah, it's funny. I never really thought that as an educator for Garden of Life, I'd be discussing whey proteins, but it turns out we worked on this for several years to come to the market with something that where sustainability wound up being the main focus for us. And I'm really glad because, you know, in my background in working as a nutritionist with clients, with individual people, you know, there's no one supplement that is right for everybody. And so it's nice as a company to be able to reach into different areas and to be able to help different people with different things. And I was surprised as we've gone around and talked about the two whey proteins that we have, how many people working in stores have said, you know, I want to be able to use plant protein, but that doesn't always agree with me. Whey agrees with me more. And so there are all kinds of people out there, and we need to be able to meet every person's individual needs when it comes to nutrition.
Yeah, that is the base of any good functional medicine, alternative medicine, complementary medicine practice, and the base in nutrition. So that individuality is important, and I always like to remind people that it's called biochemical individuality. And when that term first came up in the 50s, it was called heresy, because we're all identical, you know. We all have I was taught we all have identical enzymes that function identically. And there are no differences. And I remember looking at my fingers and saying, our fingerprints are different. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't other things be different? And of course, now we know better.
You're coming straight out of the Descartes philosophical era with, you know, the head is separate from the body. Everybody is the same. You know?
Yeah. So you have a sore arm, send it in. I'll look at it.
Exactly.
So let's keep the conversation going and talking about whey protein and why it's different and how it's different.
Great. Well, whey protein has, you know, it's kind of been the gold standard that we are always chasing with plant proteins, because whey protein as a type of animal protein is very well balanced in the amino acid profile. It has all the essential amino acids, meaning the ones that your body cannot make, but it also has them in the right ratios for physiological function. It's always been assumed to be that way. I mean, again, biochemical individuality, everybody is different and some people have a greater need for one thing over another, maybe even an essential amino acid, or sorry, maybe even an amino acid their body can make, but they need more from their diet. But whey protein has always been considered the gold standard as far as the amino acid profile. And when we've made plant proteins, we make them from a variety of sources, not just hemp, not just pea, not just brown rice, but from a variety of sources in order to approximate those very balanced amino acid profiles that whey protein has always delivered. So now that we're offering, you know, two different whey proteins as Garden of Life, it's exciting because, you know, we get to talk to people about how you kind of don't have to think about it. You know that when you're getting whey protein, you're getting a balanced amino acid profile with lots of branched chain amino acids to help support your muscle repair if you're using it for sport. And with lots of immune-enhancing proteins if you're using the organic whey as a healing food. So we have two options now that, you know, are assisting people. I think you could use them, obviously, if you're an omnivore, and if you're a lacto-ovo-vegetarian, whey protein can be a good option. Obviously, if you're a vegan, you're going to choose plant proteins.
Well, that's a good description and a good overview. Could we talk about how people who may not tolerate dairy and certainly don't tolerate casein do well on whey? This is, as a clinician, this has been my observation. And initially, when we noticed this, it was, we were perplexed. How can whey be so well tolerated? And in those that are gluten-free, casein-free, we remind our patients that whey protein has no casein. So would you talk about the components in milk products and how they're different?
Yes, we definitely should talk about that because this is very confusing, I think, for a lot of people who say, well, I don't tolerate dairy. So there's really three categories of dairy intolerance that I kind of break it down to. One is that you're just frankly allergic to some unknown protein in milk, and that comes up in a blood allergy test or a skin scratch test or, you know, some other method of determination that you are just frankly allergic to milk, okay? But it always, an allergen is always protein mediated. And then there is lactose intolerance. Lactose is a milk sugar, and it requires lactase enzyme to break down, which some people are deficient or less abundant in, and so they don't tolerate some people any lactose, and for some people certain levels of lactose. And then there's casein, which is a large protein. Then there are many, there are several different forms of casein, and different types of milk, including from different types of cows, have different shapes of casein protein molecules. That casein is an interesting thing. It's broken down by enzymes that are in the gut lining, the crypts in between the microvilli on the cells of the gut lining, and so is gluten. And so if your gut is inflamed, you may not be producing those enzymes, and you may not be fully breaking down casein. And so you're right, when we work with people who are on gluten-free, casein-free diets, like the entire autism spectrum, with gut inflammation, we pull them off of gluten and casein because they're breaking those down only partially, and they form an opioid-like molecule which binds to opiate receptors and puts them through a cycle of addiction and withdrawal. That was always fascinating to me, but you don't have to be on the spectrum to have that happen. There are plenty of cases of weightlifters that went on a high caseinate diet for their nighttime, like overnight, slow protein release, and would get, you know, mental disturbances as a result of over-caseinating themselves.
Interesting.
So over-consuming casein can be difficult for a lot of people. And so I look at digestibility. Ice cream is the least digestible, right? Then you get into, like, pasteurized milk, then raw milk. Then you're into cheese. And cheese separates the whey from other proteins, fats, and even casein. Casein can wind up in the cheese. Some cheese breaks it down, the enzymes. Sometimes it doesn't. It depends. But whey doesn't have the casein in it. And in yogurt and kefir, often that casein gets degraded and broken down by the acidity that is produced by the microorganisms that are fermenting. So this is where whey and fermented dairy can be more tolerated by people who might be sensitive to casein and lactose, because both get either filtered out mostly or broken down, or, you know, yeah, exactly. So they're either filtered out or broken down depending upon the situation. So lactose is less in whey than it is in milk and ice cream. Casein is a non-existent in whey. It's completely taken off, and in fact, it's often sold separately for other purposes.
Well, this
and in
is...
yogurt and kefir, you might have every, you might have less of both.
And clinically, this is what we observe. You know, the findings of, about the gluten-free, casein-free diet really came from observation as to how children were reacting. And I have colleagues that really invented, and I say that the diet was always available there, but they're the ones that found this connection with autism and the addiction cycle. And it's very well understood now. We didn't understand in the beginning that it was gut related. We thought it was the foods. We just blamed the foods, but it's really the person's inability. Their gut is damaged. They're not making all the enzymes they need. And that came later. So, and this is the way it is with the whole medical community and natural health community. What we observe is what starts the ball rolling. And then more observation than the science comes in, and we go, aha, now we know why. So I thank you for that excellent description. And I do want to remind people who have just tuned in, if you have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Amber Lynn Vizzi, Certified Nutritionist.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and I share the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's discussion on everything you ever wanted to know about your gut. And this is a reminder that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use. It's called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. It is considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. So make sure you avail yourself of this information. It's very exciting. Now, we're having a wonderful discussion with Amber Lynn Vizzi, a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition, an educator, clinician, and writer. And our subject is whey protein and understanding more about milk and the breakdown of what's in milk, the protein, the casein, the whey. Would you just give a summary statement to start off for those who just joined us, Amber?
Yeah, so we're discussing, what is good about whey? And it's interesting coming from a company that people view as a vegan company, which Garden of Life isn't. We just happen to make a lot of products that are vegan certified. And now we have this animal product, but we're making it in an incredibly clean fashion and from incredibly sustainable raw materials. And Dana, you and I are talking about, you know, the healing aspects of whey and how it can be tolerated by people who don't typically tolerate dairy, and definitely people who don't typically tolerate casein, which is a protein in dairy before it's made into other products such as, you know, cheese or whey or kefir or yogurt, for example. And so with whey protein, again, we get a very balanced amino acid profile. We aren't having to add other things in order to have the right amount of the 9 essential amino acids that we don't make in our bodies, but we have to eat in our food. That's the biggest concern. There are a lot of proteins out there, plant and otherwise, that people call complete proteins, and that term is very loosely used in our industry, unfortunately. Complete protein means, yeah, it's got all the essential amino acids in it that you need.
Yes.
It has all the names in it, but does it have the right amount of every amino acid relative to the others? If you're short of an essential amino acid that you can't make, you will not be able to actually use all the protein you took in to make your own enzymes, neurotransmitters, hormones, detoxification molecules that your body needs, not to mention muscle structure, structural proteins in the body. So we have to have the right ratios of each amino acid to another in order to form proteins that are functional in our own bodies physiologically. And this discussion could go on in many directions because there's so many proteins on the market, and most multi-source plant proteins, the companies strive to create a balanced amino acid profile that is approximating whey. That's the gold standard.
Excellent.
But when we talk about things like collagen, gelatin, and bone broth or bone broth protein, those are incomplete. They give back what we have been throwing away, which is the joints, the hide, the parts of the animals that typically throughout human history we consumed in one way or another, but we've been eschewing instead of chewing on, you know, like getting rid of them. And therefore, when we eat collagen powder, when we eat gelatin powder, if we take bone broth or bone broth protein, we're putting those components back in the body. But they're not rich in the essential aminos. They're rich in the ones that we can actually make. But if we eat more in our diet, we have more raw materials to repair our bodies. So it's important to remember that if you're making a collagen, if you're adding collagen to fruits in a smoothie, if you're adding bone broth protein to fruits in a smoothie, you're not getting complete protein. It should be on top of your dietary or supplemental protein that is complete. Whey protein is complete. Most of the plant protein combinations in the market are complete or as close to whey protein complete as they can get.
Well, that's excellent to know, and you've cleared that up. Are there any other qualities in whey or about whey that we should understand?
Yes, and it depends whether we're talking about a whey protein isolate or a whey protein concentrate. Both an isolate and a concentrate go through a filtration process after the whey runs off of the cheese making. The whey is the liquid, sort of milky, whitish, clearish, watery substance that is left after the curds have formed to make cheese. And then that liquid has to be, it goes through a filter to concentrate protein. If you just drink that watery liquid, it's actually quite low in total protein because it's very high in water content. But it's also high in minerals in that form. If you concentrate and filter to get the proteins, we filter out a lot of the lactose. We filter out some minerals you lose in that process, but you keep the protein content and the amino acid profile, and you concentrate that. And so an isolate just means that it's been filtered through a smaller pore membrane to get a higher protein content in the powder, lower lactose, lower, very much lower fibers, lower of other carbohydrates, but you retain a certain amount of some of your magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, for example. You won't have as much fat solubles because there's not as much fat in an isolate. So an isolate is very good for a sport application because it goes, you swallow it, it goes out of your stomach quickly, just like water. It leaves your stomach very quickly and starts to be absorbed through the lining of the gut and the small intestine. And the idea is that you're getting it into your muscles. You're getting those branch chain amino acids in your muscles within that hour after working out to repair, rebuild, strengthen, make your muscles stronger so that your next workout you're doing better. The great thing about an isolate is it's also the lowest in lactose. And so somebody who is known lactose intolerant, which is a milk sugar, there's the least amount of lactose in an isolate. So if somebody is still bothered by whey a little bit, but not as bad, and they really want to have whey, they should really probably go for an isolate because it has none of the casein and very, very low lactose, like less than a half of a gram probably of lactose. Now, a concentrate doesn't go through such a small pore membrane in the filtration. And as such, you get a lot of these larger immune proteins. These are proteins like immunoglobulin G, beta-lactoglobulin, alpha-lactalbumin. These are long blah, 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 blah proteins, you know, like that none of us will ever remember. But they're proteins that when they hit your gut lymphatic tissue, your human immune tissue, they help to enhance the function of your immune system in your gut, which is two-thirds of your immune system. So a whey concentrate, because you retain more of those proteins, is a very good healing food. In whey concentrate, you have more preformed or almost formed glutathione. We know that glutathione is a great detoxification molecule. That's something we get from whey concentrate is either a dipeptide or a tripeptide already formed glutathione, so that you're that much closer to improving your detoxification status. So when somebody does have health issues that would benefit from enhancing their immune function from the gut, which is two-thirds of your immune function, you can upregulate, you can enhance that immune gut function with whey concentrate, so long as they tolerate it and it is not frankly allergic to dairy overall.
Right. There's still going to be those people that are sensitive, but as I mentioned, as a clinician, we have been amazed how many patients are able to thrive on a whey protein when they are sensitive to all the other aspects of dairy. And you covered those when we started talking about this, so I appreciate it. Tell us about using the whey protein, how to use it, what it can be put into. We talked about smoothies. Are there other ways of using it?
Right. So at this juncture, with what we've made for the sport line, which is mostly a whey protein isolate, we have a chocolate and vanilla flavor that it mixes beautifully with water. I mean, it's funny. I was just in Spain this summer, and they have a chocolate milk drink for kids called Cacao Lat. And it's sort of like, it's not really milky. It's almost watery to an extent. And it reminded me very much of whey protein in water. But if you like a creamier flavor, it's great to add it to plant milk. That's fine. There's really no reason to add whey protein to dairy cow milk. That doesn't make sense to me. Cow's milk already has a very high protein to fat ratio. So adding more protein to cow's milk doesn't make sense for overall nutrient absorption. I think that's, you know, we've probably talked about that another time, how too much protein in milk inhibits your absorption of calcium. So that's not what you want to do with your whey. You want to put it in water, or put it in a plant milk of some kind. You can put it in hemp, flax, cashew, almond, coconut, whatever else that doesn't have a high protein content but gives that sort of creamy texture if you like it creamier. These whey proteins, if you blend them in the blender, they turn into like whipped cream. So I definitely, they do better with shaking, you know, and agitation than in a blender. The concentrate is already really quite creamy. But again, you know, my kids love it when it's added to an unsweetened almond milk, cashew milk, something like that. We in these lines, the organic whey concentrate and the sport whey, don't have an unflavored yet, unsweetened, unflavored. So these do not need to be added to something sweet. You don't put them in a sweetened almond milk, for example. You use an unsweetened milk. They're already designed to shake up even in water and be tasty on the go.
Give us the names again of the products that you're talking about.
So the Garden of Life Sport Whey, which is a whey protein isolate, and then the Garden of Life Organic Whey Concentrate. And in that whey concentrate, you'll notice there's still a residual couple grams of fat, which also contains all of the wonderful conjugated linoleic acid, the omega-3s, the beta-carotene, the preformed vitamin A that comes from how those cows were raised, which we can talk about later.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we covered a lot in this segment. We're going to continue this conversation. If you've just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour on Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of new and interesting information, and we're doing that today. Our guest is Amber Lynn Vizzi, and she's a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition, an educator, clinician, and writer. And we have been talking about whey protein, the quality of whey protein, and we're going to carry on that conversation. Amber, could you talk about the difference between Garden of Life Sport Whey Isolate and the organic whey?
Right. So the Sport Whey Isolate, the whey is coming from milk from cows only in Ireland and in the Irish dairy system. Literally, it's the whey off of Kerrygold butter and Irish coastal cheddar and Dubliner cheddar, if you know those products. And it's mostly isolate. There's an add back of concentrate of 9% in the chocolate and 15% in the vanilla. Because we are getting this from an incredible dairy system where cows are out grazing on grass 300 or more days a year because the grass is there and it's nutritious and they have a very sustainable system with no genetically modified feed and a very high quality animal welfare, very uncrowded. It's, 1 to 2 acres per cow of grazing land. So if we think back to this whole discussion of what are we missing in our animal products from cows that don't graze, when they're put into factory farm situations, when they don't graze on grass year-round, they no longer have conjugated linoleic acid in their milk or meat. They no longer have omega-3s. There's no K2 in the milk products. Our milk products have been missing K2 for a century, and we haven't even realized it. And it's not like we suddenly invented K2 to help with calcium distribution in the body. It's that it's been missing, and we're milk that was raw from cows that were pastured all year round used to help us build strong bones and, function and muscle metabolism, that kind of a thing. Now these dairy products are poisonous to some people because they're missing very important nutritional components that come from grazing on grass. So we wanted to capture that. If we were going to bring away products to the market, we wanted to capture the highest quality dairy product from a high quality dairy system that was as grass-fed as is possible for animals that are lactating. And I always encourage people to rethink, if you've been a mom and you've breastfed, you don't go on a low-carb diet. It's a different level of grass feeding and the need for some carbohydrate supplementation in dairy cows because they are lactating, just like a breastfeeding mom. And you're going to have a very high concentration of butterfat in that milk. And most of that goes into that butter. So if you love that butterfat, eat that Kerrygold butter. But, in the whey, you get these high-quality proteins. You get a very clean product. You get some of the calcium, you get some of the potassium, you get the minerals from that grass grazing, and you get none of the toxins from, there's no genetically modified feed. There's very, discriminate use of any kinds of insecticides, no herbicides. They have a very balanced and sustainable system in Ireland because they are an island, because they have been growing their dairy system, because they can't increase the number of cows. They have to work to improve the quality of their soil, their grass, and the health of the cows and the milk products and solids that come out of those cows. That's what they've been focused on. And there's a lot of technology in soil management, grass management, rotations, and actual processing of the milk into the butter, the cheese, the whey, And maintaining as much nutrition content as possible. So these are low heat. They're not processed in a hot condition. They're just flash pasteurized to meet all microbiological standards, and then low temperature filtered, no acids, no chemicals, all non-GMO project verified enzymes going into the cheese making. So there's no genetically engineered enzymes in the process.
Well, that is excellent to know. And talk again about the organic whey concentrate and the difference between the sport whey.
Right. So the sport whey is coming from milk from 4,800 farms in Ireland. It's a much larger milk dairy system. The organic whey is coming from the Crescent City area of California, Northern California, up close to the Oregon border. It's a 12-farm system, so very different size and scale. If your listeners have heard of Rumiano cheese, or they eat Rumiano raw cheeses, which we have in our household for quite some time, this is the whey that comes off of that cheese-making, from that cheese-making family. So they have several farms around their facility in the Crescent City area that have been certified organic for a while. They are farms that have been family-owned for like a century. They have had always Jersey cows on their farms. They're grazing in grass up to their armpits in the sun, the wind, along the Smith River, which is a very strictly ecologically managed river because it's very big for salmon spawning. I know that my family members have fished there over the years, and we have friends who just moved there. So I'm very familiar with that area and how they're very careful about agricultural pollution. So that is something that is not happening. You have very good animal welfare standards, which means that these cows are grazing all year round. They're in the sun, they're in the wind, they're in the rain. They come into the barn to be milked twice a day. They come into the barn if the weather's bad. They come to the barn if they're not well. Otherwise, they're out on the grass. The milk is collected every morning and every evening and transported to the Rumiano facility from these 12 farms that we source from. And that takes anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, depending upon which farm. And then Rumiano is making cheese twice a day. And from that cheese, you have whey that has to be made twice a day.
I am so impressed with this. I wonder how many years it took to hone in on this and
about
get it right.
Four. Overall.
Only four.
About four, yeah.
4 years in the making. So excellent. Let's talk about what the health benefits from using whey protein. You talked about its completeness, so that's certainly probably number one on the list. What else can we learn?
So what I love, and I'm going to go into the organic whey as a healing food, and I really like to, you know, because I'm a practitioner, I love to focus on whey as a healing food for the reasons you said. There's no casein in it, it's low lactose, and then you maintain these immune-enhancing proteins, preformed immune proteins. Immunoglobulin G is a big one that a lot of people remember. It's easy to remember IgG, which is present in certain percentages in this kind of a concentrate. Other things that are present is not just beta-carotene, which is your precursor, your pro-vitamin A, but preformed vitamin A, because this is an animal product. So you have what is very beneficial for a lot of us is preformed vitamin A present in a whey concentrate because of grazing animals. And because there's still a fat component to house this fat-soluble vitamin A. You know, people who get these bumps on the back of their arms, maybe people who are not turning beta-carotene from their diet into actual vitamin A. We're supposed to be able to do that. Not everybody does that well.
That's keratosis pilaris. And I think nutritionists are the only profession that really identify this. Yes, it's identified by the medical profession, but they do not understand the connection that it's a deficiency symptom of vitamin A. Primarily can also be a deficiency symptom of low vitamin D and zinc as well, and omega-3s.
Exactly.
But it's textbook for vitamin A, and what happens is eventually people scratch and pick at the bumps, and they get infected, and so then they get an antibiotic cream. So people are treating the symptoms of it rather than the core of it, and it's telling us that that's a deficiency in that person's body. This is a what I call reading the patient.
And all those things you just mentioned, vitamin D, zinc, A, these are all things that are present in animal products in a preformed manner. And so, you know, while I love the concept of veganism, while I think we all need more plants in our diet, there are certain preformed, already made nutrients that we do get from certain animal products if we're very careful about how we get them. And I do love whey because it's coming from butter and cheese, which I love. And as a consumer of certain animal proteins, this is one that, you know, I can really look to the system and say that it's sustainable, that it embodies animal welfare. You know, if I am going to be someone who consumes animal products, I definitely want those animals to be living a happy life. And these two-way products are two-way products where I can definitely say that. And yet I'm getting my vitamin A, I'm getting D, I'm getting omega-3s, I'm getting K2, I'm getting some calcium, some magnesium, phosphorus, potassium from this incredible soil, you know, in this very fertile region of Northern California that gets a lot of rain relative to the rest of the state. I'm getting these immune proteins. So I just, even our product development guy, Jeff, is just so proud of this organic whey product because it maintains, because of the minimal processing, it maintains all this incredible nutrient quality. You're just like you're there in the pasture with these cows. You're there in the milking barn with them, you know, and it's we call it an artisan whey. It's 12 farms. The whey is made twice a day every time they make cheese. It's caught in a bag by a person who closes the bag by hand. It's that.
Well, that is getting back to the way farming is supposed to be, and I'm glad to hear about that. And that they're Jersey cows. And I like that you said they grazing to their armpits in grass. So the Kerrygold butter is exceptional, and it's been a favorite of mine for quite a while. So I think this is a fascinating story about the way coming from the Kerrygold. It's just fascinating to know. I think this is something as consumers, people just don't realize the effort behind these superior products. And I can understand that. I think when we have single parents with kids trying to raise kids and it's cheap to go to one of the fast food restaurants and for $5 you can feed your kids, but it's not feeding them healthy. And we're seeing that in the epidemics of obesity and diabetes in young people. So it's so good to hear why this is important and how you do it. And for those of you who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I want you to stay with us. We're going to be right back after this break with more discussions on whey protein. And we're talking to Amber Lynn Vizzi, who's a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition. She's an educator, a clinician, and a writer. So we will hear more from Amber. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on everything you ever wanted to know about your gut. Now, today, we've been talking about whey protein with Amber Lynn Vizzi, a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition and an educator, clinician, and writer. We have learned a lot about the background of whey, where it comes from, the health of the cows that it comes from. I think this was an interesting discussion, but right now, we're going to go forward into discussing the importance of individual amino acids and compare whey protein and plant protein. And we'll then talk about kids and the elderly and the importance of whey. So let's start that conversation.
Great. So, yeah, I think it's hard for the average consumer to understand that protein is not all the same. You know, and we see the word protein on a product, high protein bar, you know, protein drink. And where is it coming from? What else is in it? Because like a soy protein is not just protein. It's maybe 80% protein, but it has 20% other things in it. And what are those things, you know, and how do they affect your health? And so when it comes to choosing between an animal protein and a plant, and then which kinds of animal proteins, there's a lot for our customers and our consumers, our clients, our patients to understand. You know, when we're talking about a sport application, athletes are really interested in isoleucine, leucine, and valine, which are what are called the branch chain amino acids that have this special quality where they don't have to be processed by the liver before they go to the muscle and start rebuilding muscle. And so someone who's physically active or especially an athlete is going to be looking for a product pre and post or even during workout that is high in those branch chains because they know they can use them for energy in the muscle and they can use them to keep rebuilding and repairing that muscle. And it's definitely a part of what you drink after a workout for recovery. And that has been a huge wake-up call for me as we came out with the Sport line and the Sport Whey, which is mostly an isolate and is high in those branch chains, that if I don't drink that protein drink within an hour after I work out and exercise certain muscle groups, I'm kind of wasting the workout. So there's a whole thing about nutrient timing, getting the right kinds of amino acids in your system within an hour after workout to help make that muscle group you worked out stronger for the next time. It's only to feed your muscles. It's not a meal replacement. It's not, you know, to fill your belly or satiate you or control your blood sugar, which it can help with that. The goal is to feed your muscles.
Now, that's interesting.
Right. That's really the goal of the sport. Now, because we put some concentrate back in there, we're getting some of that healing component too. So somebody maybe who has really impaired digestion, like a more elderly, frail person, they might still choose the sport way because it's so low lactose, because it digests so easily, because it is just almost like drinking water as far as how quickly it gets in your system. And that may give them the protein levels with the right amino acids that they need to help to improve their health and their strength and come out of that frail position that they're potentially in. And I just think about my grandmother when she was alive. After my grandfather passed, all she wanted to do was eat peanut butters and crackers at night, you know, like, and not make herself a meal. She didn't want to cook for herself. And I would have given her something like this because it tastes good, it's easy, and it's giving her nutrition. Ideally, I would want somebody who is like children who need immune enhancement and elderly who need immune enhancement. Ideally, I want them to have the concentrate, but it is a little bit more filling. It takes longer to leave the gut. It has fat components. It's a little bit harder to digest than the whey isolate in the sport. So that is one way people might make their choice. Is they might be choosing on digestibility. And a concentrate does satiate you more, which is why it's good for people who are trying to, you know, attain a healthy weight, for example. They feel fuller from a concentrate. It's more possible to use it as a meal replacement. It has more proline in it as an amino acid, which is somehow involved in our signaling for satiation, and it helps people maintain the right weight balance, both ways. If you can't gain weight or you can't lose weight, proline seems to help with that signaling and satiation.
And it also supports healthy collagen, but most of the proteins
do. It does,
do.
Which leads me to a very interesting concept. When we look at comparing plants to whey, and then whey to, let's just say, collagen, and you could put collagen, gelatin, and bone broth all kind of in the same category, because in all of those, you're trying to concentrate basically glycine, glutamine, proline, and hydroxyproline. And whey protein has all four of those, but it has all these other amino acids that you need to consume in your food as well. Collagen, bone broth, whether you make it at home or you buy a bone broth protein, powder, is high in really just those four and not all those other essentials. So it's not a sport protein on its own. There's not a lot of branched chain amino acids in a collagen or a bone broth or a bone broth protein. They're augmenting a diet already rich in those other amino acids. So your base protein consumption from a supplement should be in a well-balanced plant protein or a whey protein that is really good quality, which is already balanced. You get glycine from plants and from animal proteins. You actually get more glycine from our plant protein than you do from the whey. There's pretty equivalent glutamic acid and glutamine in plant and whey. It's just that in whey, you get more preformed glutamine. Your body doesn't have to work as hard to convert it into the usable form. There's plenty of proline in plant and whey, but we get more proline in the whey concentrate, the organic whey concentrate, because proline is a part of those immune proteins that are still retained in that whey concentrate. What about things like brain aminos, like threonine? Plant and animal both have it, but you will find more threonine, more tryptophan, in a whey protein than you will in a plant. That's another reason why some people seek whey. There's more serine also, S-E-R-I-N-E. These are all like neurotransmitter type of amino acids. They go into making neurotransmitters. So when we're talking about conditions that need healing, if whey is tolerated by a consumer, a customer, a client, a patient, it is a great healing food, because you have a lot of preformed substances that are easily assimilable. The body doesn't have to work as hard, and it can focus on healing.
Well, that's fascinating. as you've gone through the amino acids. I know that we don't talk about the amino acids individually as much as we do about specific nutrients. So I think this has been very important as the contribution to immunity, to muscle status, to growth and development, neurotransmitters, mood. I think that we underdo it, and I think we have to do more about talking about these individual amino acids, and also to remind ourselves that they are part of a team. No nutrient, singular nutrient, really stands alone long term. They're part of a team, and I like the metaphor of a football team, that in medicine we tend to use one item at a time and very specific, centered to a specific symptom that an individual has. Whereas in nutrition, I look at the nutrients as if we're creating a stew. And we don't just put a carrot in there and say, that's not a stew. Pull it out, put in another vegetable, that's not a stew. And we need the group, whether it's looking at the hands, your hands with the digits on your hands. Singularly, they're not very effective. In a game, if the quarterback is the only one you send out to play the game, he'll lose. And yet, a lot of the studies in nutrition isolate to individual nutrients and therefore are not very accurate or meaningful because they don't have their team with them. So,
and they can create imbalances.
So oh, yeah.
Supplementing in one, like if you go out and you buy arginine as an amino acid isolate and oversupplement it, then you deplete lysine, and then a person can get, you know, imbalances as a result of that.
Yes. And that exists everywhere in nutrition and in nutritional medicine, medical nutrition. This understanding of synergism and antagonism. Well, I think I'm sadly saying that we're at the end of of this segment and at the end of the show. And Amber, we will enjoy having you back for more good information. You always have something new to share. And I do appreciate what you shared today. And Garden of Life, is the company that we were talking about and the whey proteins that we were talking about. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Dana. I'm really pleased to share this topic. It's just, these products have really impressed me.
Well, and me as well. So I also want to thank our listeners and tell you as a reminder that Joseph Pizzorno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. How do you like that title? But it tells you what you're going to learn in that book. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices in the present. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.